Welcome to In Poor Taste.
Thank you for joining us on In Poor Taste. I am your host.
What?
I'm the host, right?
No. I thought I'd be the host again.
I thought you were the parasite.
Yeah, that is a pretty fucked up way to say it. I don't know. I mean, yeah, might as well. Go ahead.
Now, you do have the other one, right?
The other one?
I mean, if you're going to be a parasite, you need...
two sites. God damn it, anyway.
Thank you for joining us on this week's installment of In Poor Taste. In this episode, you can expect to see some taste, we will be discussing poverty and dumpster diving, other things related to eating and not having money.
Yeah, eating on a budget, that's really what this podcast has been about.
You got three teeth? We'll tell you how to chew food.
This podcast has really been about that since the beginning of this episode. So, welcome back to another episode of In Poor Taste.
I think we have to redo that whole intro in
radio
voice.
Can we get a clean cut here, J-Pro?
Oh, shit, that's J-Pro?
Mark?
Oh, shit, that's J-Pro. Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah,
J-Pro. That's my man.
Yeah, you've never heard him before because we haven't gotten a microphone yet.
Who you just called Mark. It's a microphone.
We need to get him a microphone.
Mark
it. No, Mark, that's an industry term for where we are going to cut to get the clean intro. Because, normally...
So basically you're going to get a clean cut for a new intro with someone who you've decided is a good patsy.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, you've summarized that nicely.
So basically the new intro is going to be three card Monty. Hey, here we go. We are in poor taste. Choose the right card and get a good podcast. See the queen? She's going to be on the scene. See the black? Send it back. Go to Radio Shack. Here we go. The quarter inch jack in poor taste.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we found a replacement for Eric.
Yeah, it looks like you got yourself a good mark in me.
All right, well, let me clue the listener in, because the only listener is probably confused as fuck right now. He's not understanding this voice he's hearing. On today's episode, Eric has been replaced very ably by Ian Insect from Ian Insect is Evil. He's here.
Hey there.
He's waving to the crowd.
I am. It was a real casual wave, too.
Yeah.
Like, even if you were here, you wouldn't have seen it. You would not have caught it, so it doesn't much matter.
It was a miniature Heil.
Miniature Heil.
Yeah.
Of course. That was, 1938? That was one of the first...
Yeah, it was a great flick.
Yeah. We'll do the guns.
All right,
and we'll knock the mic over.
Yeah, smack the mic, too. I expected another podcaster to have a little bit more professionalism with mic control than to just
smack his
mic like a bitch.
Why would you expect any podcaster... any amount of professionalism?
That is true. I do listen to a lot of podcasts, so it's really incumbent upon me to realize that none of them really have a whole lot of, except like Radiolab, but that doesn't count because they're on the actual radio.
I think you're back on track, though, having invoked the verbosity of the word incumbent.
Yeah, I don't know what any of that means, but that's the point of the show. People tune in so they can learn, Ian. And this is not a comedy podcast. I've said it time and time again. If I've said it once, I've said it twice.
No, if you've said it once, you've said it once. That's why the word once is...
That is true. Yeah, if I've said it once, I've said it once.
Unless you're deciding... If you said it once, there is the potential that you've said it a million times in a million other parallel universes.
So if you
said it once, you could have easily said it twice. But if you said it once, it's just as possible that the potential you've never said it ever.
But again... if we say I've said it once, we've already cleared up any of those sort of,
I think you're only
inconsistencies.
This only raises more questions. Have you said it once? You're saying if you've said it once. Now we've got a mystery
on
our
hands.
I'm not
even sure, yeah. We're going to have to check the tape, I think. J-Pro, roll that back.
Can we roll that?
We're going to need... He's giving me a thumbs down.
Because it's not tape.
I don't think it's tape. Oh, shit.
We're recording directly to DVD. Nice. We're burning it onto the DVD.
That's how
we release
these episodes too.
Direct to DVD.
Yeah, release. Yeah, it's.
Well, I mean, we know I'm not going anywhere, so.
Yeah.
I got plenty of time.
That's
to
true. Yeah, you're
to,
not
to explore these ridiculous tangents.
Yeah, struggle all you want. We won't get free of this being on this episode. So.
You know, it doesn't chafe as much as you'd think.
So, comfy chairs here. So I wanted to talk to you, Ian. I had some questions for you. I know.
Okay, here we go.
It's
Can you raise that cup for me? Can I get a little sip from that?
Yeah, hang on. Yeah. Here, let me.
Thank you.
Here. Not so much. Don't not so quick. You're gonna get a. We don't need you.
Okay.
We don't need you getting a cramp here.
That's not the same cup that you keep putting the roofies in, is it?
Of course it is. So Ian, tell me about your podcasting experience. I want to know from the very beginning. You're a sperm. You're winding your way through your dad's testicles. You wait for just the right moment to spring forth. Right?
That's where you're wrong. I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay. No, that's why we have you
on.
Can
you loosen these ropes? I talk with my hands a lot.
Yeah. No. Go ahead.
Very silky, though. It was the Tad podcast, Spermcast, from my dad's ball sack.
Okay. That's new.
We had a really nice setup.
The Tad podcast?
Yeah.
I love that name.
Yeah, thank you. You got to imagine now, though, it's 1947.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to stop struggling. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Is that picking up on the mic?
Yeah, I can hear
it. You should have put me in a less rickety chair. What can I tell you?
That's all we've got here.
All right. Hey, could you pass me that shard of glass over there? Maybe put it in the chair so I can just sort of...
Close, but no cigar. Go ahead and tell us I want to hear about the Tad Pod.
Could you maybe place your cigar closer to these ropes? Maybe
Everyone knows that I only smoke Swisher Sweets, and that's not enough heat
Excuse me. Could you pass your cigarillo this way?
You know, I'd really like to stay on message here. Tell me about the Tad Podcast.
The Tad Podcast. Well, we would discuss, what we would... often have failed sperms, the ones who didn't make it to the egg, mm-hmm. on to talk about their experiences, what it's like vying for the ovum.
Mm-hmm. The ones with two tails. You ever have one with two tails on?
No, but we did have one who told two tails.
Ah,
so it was really interesting, and we had to censor. Those were heady days. Heady days for
the halcyon
sperm.
Days of the yes. of the Tad
the salad
podcast.
Days, as it were. Now let me talk about the salad days podcast.
Oh, sure.
When I was six,
this one was how I found out about you. Actually,
right. Well,
initially.
I mean, the funny thing is, my mom never liked. She didn't want me to eat my vegetables.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it started with me sneaking in my room, eating some vegetables. And then I started pretending I was talking to people about the vegetables I was eating. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that my imagination also doubles as an interface, recording device, and broadcasting tower.
Wow. And this was all before the internet too, folks.
Yeah.
That's this is the kind of innovation that Ian brings to bear.
Yeah, when I was six, it was about, we're talking, you got to imagine now, it's about 1833.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even finished the Transcontinental Railroad yet.
Yeah, and by we, you mean you were involved in that as well?
No, I mean it was just me.
Oh, wow.
Me and that one sperm with two tails.
Yeah. Well, that should be helpful. You can hold what did you use? A hammer? I've never made a railroad. I'm sorry to say, folks.
No,
but I have to admit, I've never made a railroad.
And I had a pet goat I named Zygote.
Oh, that's cute. No, I like that.
That's adorable.
Was it a goat sperm or was it an actual goat shrunken down
to
the size
dead,
of a sperm?
It was a dead goat's eyeball.
Oh, okay. No, we've all been there. We've all been there.
On the railroad.
No, not. I mean, I didn't mean physically. I just mean like emotionally.
Temporally. We've all been to 1833. I mean, we know what it's like.
All right, you caught me. None of us have been there, Ian, okay? This is a unique experience, and I'm trying my best to say that I am kind of like with you on some level, but you're literally way over my head and also below my feet. You're all around
me like a
fog.
Well, you know what? I'm just doing what it takes,
maybe.
Like
a cold, wet... Edinburgh fog.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Speaking of, if anyone would mind calling Scotland Yard at the moment.
Not, don't do that. J-Pro, put the phone down. All right.
Can I get another drink real quick?
Yeah, here one.
Thanks. Thank you. That's delicious.
All right.
That's delicious.
That's all you get for
now.
We
get 1D out of the way, right?
Yeah, that's 1D, and you'll learn what the other three are soon enough.
Soon enough. The 4Ds of...
You're going to finish that thought or no?
Nope.
You're not going anywhere until you do, so... Well, and actually, when you do, you're still not going anywhere. But go ahead.
I thought, you know, what at least it gives me some leverage.
Tell the listener, because I'm sure most of the listeners, most of the listeners were in the car with us on the way here. But for the future, for when this is found after
in a bomb
the entire human race has been wiped out in 20,000, 30,000 years from now, aliens who evolved on Mars come, because Mars is making a comeback. I don't know if you knew that. It's totally making a comeback.
Where'd it go that it needs to make a comeback?
I just mean the ecosystem in general. It's seen better days, and it'll see better days.
Mars is the LL Cool J of planets. It never went anywhere. It's been here for years.
Don't call it a comeback.
Right? I podcast on the Epicast Network currently. Salad Days was, as you know, picked up by TBS. I worked on that for 17 years, and I've moved to Epicast based here in Pittsburgh. I do record a bi-weekly program, looking to make that a weekly program, but, you know, but still bi.
Okay.
But just every weekend.
A weekly bi program.
Thank you for clarifying that. Ian and Sick to Evil, we've been broadcasting, working on that show.
Now, did they get you a damn RSS feed yet? Because that's the key.
What does that stand for? Really stupid
shitbags.
No. Shitbag feed.
Really simple syndication. It's just XML and it's a certain format. But got to get you an RSS feed. It's technically just an XML feed because it's really not. It follows RSS 2.0 specifications to a point, and then you add a bunch of shit for Apple for iTunes. So and most. I got a thumbs down from JPro on iTunes. My hatred of Apple is naked, but they.
Do you ever have that one naked?
So it's an XML feed.
Do you ever have that naked juice that they put apples in?
I think they put apple juice in all the naked juices. Really, it's kind delicious. Of a cop out. It's all just fancy apple juice, which is fine by me because it's delicious. Yeah, right.
It's a concentrate.
Oh, I have to concentrate. Focus. I have to concentrate not to get a boner while I'm drinking it. You know, and
I
was like,
I don't.
Talking about my penis getting hard
from naked juice.
Yeah, it's called naked juice, man.
That looks really good. Could I get some?
No. You can suck from this sponge though, that I put on the end of this spear. Here, taste some of this wine. Ha! It's vinegar. Mm. Joke's on you.
Joke's on you. I love vinegar.
I just Jesus do so hard.
It's like reverse Jesus.
No, Jesus on the cross. I just centurioned your ass. With what? A fucking...
So I'm Jesus is what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, you're Jesus, yeah.
So now we're getting to the content that I talk about on my current podcast these days.
Yeah, Ian Insect is evil. So what is the how did you get started? And tell us about the building that you're working out of, the collective, I believe it's called the workshops.
So when Hardware I was store. A sperm.
Yeah. We're going all the way back.
Again.
I want to hear the whole story, so yeah.
Take two. Now, this is the parallel universe version. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a sperm, I was ejaculated into my mother.
I'm going to have to stop you there. I really would like it if we just stuck to one universe in this story, just for now. We'll have you back on other episodes. I mean, you're not going anywhere, so we'll have you back on other episodes, and you can discuss other universes and eventualities. But for today, let's stay within these four dimensions, can we?
Yeah, sure. It's not like I need help or anything.
I'm going to need you to stop doing that.
Okay.
I will reintroduce you to my friend, Mr. Bamboo Pole.
Well, you'd have to take that vinegar sponge off it again if you're going to hope it to be...
I'm going to douse it in vinegar so whenever it cuts into your pink piggy skin, it's going to be extra stingy.
Extra stingy. Yeah.
All right, so you're a sperm in this timeline. Please, let's keep it canon.
So you got a cannon back there too, a bamboo pole and a cannon.
That's what I was trying
this
to say.
This is the
yes.
threat.
This is the threat.
Oh my god! I keep it street. I'd love to be back out on the streets.
So, how did you get involved with Epicast?
I am a hilarious motherfucker.
That is clear to be seen.
I have lots of fans. Some of them a little more dedicated to expressing themselves through Kathy Bates style misery. Tactics.
I take that as a... Dude, what did I tell you about turning off your fucking phone? What did I tell you about turning off your fucking phone?
I think you can only hobble me once a day for it to stay an effective form of torture. Also, don't give me morphine after you hobble me. That sort of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, that's... I won't I won't deny that. But it, you know, I'm a pretty nice guy, though. I mean, remember that sponge full of vinegar I let you suck on?
It was delicious. What was that? Was that apple cider vinegar?
Yes, it was.
It's delicious.
Looking How, after your health.
It's very tasty. Mm-hmm, very tasty. Mm-hmm. Now I'm hard.
Yeah, that's the second D, cider.
Yeah, because you got beside her, outside her.
Mm-hmm. No outsiders allowed.
Oh, is that why I'm not allowed outside anymore?
Exactly.
Okay. I left Pittsburgh, I'm sorry, and I came back
mm-hmm.
and started doing comedy all over this great city of ours. And I met the guys who run Epicast based on Warrington Ave in Allentown, in the basement of the Hardware Store, which is a community creative commons collective that people rent space in. And Epicast rents out the basement. They have a studio. They have a bunch of great podcasts, mine being the greatest podcast of all time.
Mm-hmm. That's why you're here.
Well,
trying to get some of that swive.
Listen,
as you say, trademark swive.
You can fool the rest of the world, but the swive knows. The swive can tell.
Damn.
So we got together. We actually all started working on an After Mike podcast at the Lava Lounge, where Nick from Epicast bartended. Nick, if you're listening, the address here
Nobody's
is
listening. Nobody can hear you scream.
I don't scream. That's not very classy.
Mm, well, that's good. That's good for me. Tell me about this swive. What is this?
Swive, if you're listening, I am currently being
Listen
held against
to me,
my
Ian. Nobody's listening. All right. In fact, J-Pro, are we even recording right now? Nope. We got a thumbs down. See, this is just me and you, buddy. Just me and you in the basement.
And you're really that interested in hearing about
my life.
Tell
me about swive. Where did this term come from?
Well, if you go back to around 1753-ish, mm-hmm. Me and Patrick Henry were cooling out.
Mm-hmm. Sir Patrick Henry, yeah.
No, not that Patrick Henry.
Oh, different guy.
Different guy. And, well, it was actually two guys, mm-hmm. twins.
Okay.
Both named Patrick Henry.
Oh, that's confusing.
Not really.
Sort of a Pete Wrigley scenario.
Except they were also lovers.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever picked up on that subtext in that particular show.
Oh, you mean in Pete and Pete, they were also lovers.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and check the tape on that. There was only three seasons.
So no, the tape's still pretty good, pretty firm.
Okay.
Really, like, where'd you get this? Is this from Lowe's?
Just from the hardware store. No, I like to keep it local. There's a hardware store around the corner, and we like to keep it local.
This is really high quality.
Isn't it?
I mean,
very high thread count on that duct tape.
Yeah, I mean, it feels great.
Shiny
against my
too,
wrist.
Very shiny. Shinier than normal.
I wish I could see
now.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I wish I could see anything at all, actually.
It's important that we keep that firmly affixed to
It's
your,
in poor
over
taste that you keep it affixed firmly over.
I don't think you
over.
Know what that means. Ian, tell me about Ian Insect is Evil. Were you a podcast fan before?
Yo, Swive, stand up.
So were you a podcast fan before you started podcasting?
Swive, stand up. Take a stand against this tyrant.
Look, I don't know what kind of weird spell you're trying to...
Swive.
Oh, I do feel a little woozy now.
So I'll just tell you real quick about this history and put you completely to sleep. We met Buzzy, who is another producer with Epicast, basically puts out all these podcasts, really active on the back end. He showed up at the Lava Lounge one night and got to talking to Nick, who's...
So basically through your stand-up is how you...
And we started doing...
You could have just said through my stand-up and we could have moved on by now.
This my
Since you like listening to the sound of your own voice...
Why do we need to move on? Are we...
Echoing off of these...
It's not like we're going anywhere,
these
apparently.
These implements of doom and death.
Speaking of the sound of my own voice, it's getting a little raspy. Can I get a little more? Can I get right, some of that vinegar?
I put ice in it, but the ice is also made out of vinegar.
Ah, vinegar cubes. Mm-hmm. We'll have to check the actual...
I'm going to have some actual water.
Ha, that's also vinegar.
Oh, God damn it. How the hell did you do that?
Two words. So,
fuck.
We were at the After Mike podcast, and we would record a weekly roundtable discussion with a bunch of the comics and whoever. Basically, it was sort of like very shooting from the hip kind of podcast. They're very fun, but it was a lot of people talking over each other. And I think the guy who hosted it, who also hosts the open mic at Lava Lounge, sort of just didn't feel like
I've
doing it anymore.
I've never heard of people talking over each other on a podcast. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. That was a meta joke. You know, I'm going to need you to start talking because this podcast can't be just dead air.
It should only, by all rights, be dead air.
Do you want to start
a new
podcast with me? Just call it dead air. It'll be like an hour worth of just the hiss of a
Do I have to be there?
No. We just
great. We'll phone it in. Literally phone it in.
Yeah. Well, it'll just be the hiss of a recorder for an hour straight. And like it'll just be slightly
Why
different
is your recorder is your recorder a cat tied to a snake? Is that why it's hissing?
Listen, that's why I got the interface, which unfortunately we can't use because my computer that was made in 2003.
Interface? I was nowhere nearer. And they decided that they were going to create an entire podcast network, and they were just recruiting people.
Right on.
And Nick offered to sort of bring me in on the ground floor. I've never been the biggest podcast fan, but it's not that I hate them. It's just that I don't make the time to listen to them. I normally listen to, you know, albums that were released between March and July 1901.
Mm,
that's
yeah,
exclusively on my iPod. That's all
specific.
I listen to.
The good news about that is all of that is now public domain. Anything before 1922. So, and I know that because our podcast has zero budget, so I have to use only free sound. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of our stuff will come from that era.
Megaphone
crooning. Which is why I shoehorned in a Western sketch a few episodes ago.
Yeah, that didn't sound forced at all.
Just parting the kimono a little bit there for the people at home.
God damn it. Can I go?
No.
Can at least can you at least get me out of this kimono?
No. That's the only thing that's going to keep you warm down here in this dank basement.
I tell you what, I will never part this kimono for you.
You don't have to. I got a stick for that. See? What?
Will you get the sponge off of that stick?
No.
It's disgusting.
Everything that I own is tipped with a vinegar sponge.
Everything you own? Maybe that's why your 1998 HP isn't working anymore.
Dude, 2003. How many times have I told you?
Your mouse pad is tipped with a vinegar-soaked sponge.
Yeah. Don't make me close this computer on the tip of your dick again, like last time.
I was about to say something that was just on the tip of my dick. So it was really slow going. Actually, we started around the same time that you were getting Importes ramped up. And have just sort of like when I started, I guess the idea, I get asked a lot by guests who are coming onto the show, what's this about? Even people who've listened to an episode, because it often gets very off the rails, very tangent.
It's never happened here. Go ahead. What? Oh, Ian, you're so cute over there with that bag on your head.
Thank you for the mouth hole.
You're welcome. So unless you want the ball gag again, carry on.
Well, is it real balls this time?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay. Of course that's what I meant.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm really tired of the prosthetics.
Mm-hmm.
I will never... A lot of people on the podcast when it started were a lot of other comics, like the After Mike or some other guys I know. And it would be just when you're getting started, you're just bringing in people you know to be guests on it. So it's a lot of... Basically ends up a network full of comedians interviewing comedians in a studio getting coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Comedians interviewing other comedians about local comedy stuff and national comedy stuff. And I was very determined from the outset not to, I don't want to call it a trap because it is interesting and it's very illuminating, but it tends to become sort of a closed off thing, a lot of shop talk.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, could you bring that buzzsaw over here maybe?
Nope.
Damn it.
None of the tools are going to be used to help you. Let's just put it that way.
But maybe if
you
there's
must be able to smell
intrepid...
that. I don't know how. Unless, oh, that bag does have pretty big, coarse. Yeah, that's like a potato sack. You probably can see through that, huh?
I heard you using it just before this podcast started.
Well, technically, I was just sharpening it, but.
Oh. I thought you were constructing me a new chair. This one's rickety as hell.
I'm gonna need to check those bounds for you, and then we're gonna go to commercial while I check the bounds on those ropes and make sure that the.
Could you fix this chair? Maybe give it some limes for its rickets.
that, see, this is why you're here, so I can beat those kinds of horrible, corny jokes out of you.
And we'll use them for yourself. We'll be right back
God
after
damn it,
this.
You fucking just jumped on it, you dick.
Are you worried that in today's fast-paced workaday world, comebacks and put-downs aren't resonating the way that they should? Visit us at www.youcanfuckoff.com. Our associates simply left perplexed when you utter such nonsensical sentences as, "Your dick's so big you can fuck off." Our associates are standing by, and they're dedicated to ensuring that your fuck off comes with the full effect that it deserves. Witness, before.
I don't like your point of view. Just leave me alone.
And after.
That's the most fucking ridiculous shit I've ever heard. Why don't you stumble in front of the fuck off bus and get hit by it, you cunt?
Ha, now that's better. Our associates are here to ensure that you can easily relay your fuck off response as you absolutely need it to be heard. And remember, our team is here to give you the best comeback your money can provide. Just watch. Hey, you!
Who, me?
Yeah, you can go jump out of a fuck-off plane without a fucker shoot, you fucking parasite.
Oh.
Call us at 1-800-FUCK-OFF or visit our website at www.youcanfuckoff.com. Remember, that's www.youcanfuckoff, all one word, .com. So that you can rest assured that your fuck-off will come off strong enough.
A subsidiary of InsultRight.com.
www.youcanfuckoff.com is not associated, affiliated, or a parent corporation of InsultRight.com.
All rights reserved, patent pending.
Is your cock big enough? Probably not. And that's a shame, because 97.7% of consumers love big cocks, and your little smoky just isn't digging deep enough.
Small dick.
And that's why you need InstaBig in your life. At InstaBig, we can take your small, meaningless excuse for a life and make it into a huge, epic thundercock of a life. Who needs science when you have our word for it? We 130% back our product with a thundercock lifestyle guarantee. Your quality of life will improve greatly. See InstaBig. Works by inflating your ego to a thunderous cock like proportion. Try InstaBig.
Small prick.
InstaBig. Get you some.
And welcome back to the Ericless episode of In Poor Taste. You know, I didn't mention earlier, but Eric, he's been missing from this episode because he went to he told me it was an important business trip, and he didn't give me any other details, so I'm not quite sure. I'm here with Ian Insect, wake up. He's here with me in the basement, and he's not going anywhere, so he's going to be the co-host today. Wake up, buddy. Hey. Do you want some more vinegar?
I had a horrible dream. I was on a third-rate podcast with a terrible... Wait a minute.
Wait.
This basement...
You're talking about...
Oh, no.
You dick. You're talking about my podcast, third-rate.
Which one of these cups has...
No, that wasn't a dream, okay? It was a nightmare.
Which one of these is the cyanide in it? Could I have some?
You get to choose which one you drink from, and I won't tell you what's in what.
Just give me the cyanide sponge.
No, you have to choose A, B, or C, and I will let you taste some of it.
Hey, man, how much time's gone by?
A few days.
Did you ever cut away to my band Cyanide Sponge like I asked you to?
We didn't, but we really need to get back on point here, Ian. I thought you'd be more professional than this. We can't just continue talking a meta about your situation. We need to start talking.
What's my situation?
Exactly. So let's move on here. I'm glad you're on board. So, Ian, you were talking about your start, how you got your start in podcasting. And can you tell us a little bit about your current podcast, Ian Insect is Evil? What's the format?
I thought you didn't want to talk about my situation.
Find it? Well, yeah, more broadly, that's fine. So your less specific situation.
I think we touched on how my career started. And
mm-hmm, yeah, as a sperm. And then we moved
amazing.
Well past that.
That that I can see on the horizon how my career is going to end.
Metaphorically, because you can't see anything right now, of course.
Wow.
Otherwise, I'll have to fix it.
Anyway, Suave, catch that backlog of episodes.
Don't you dare.
Because I don't know that I'm going to be... I don't know that we're going to be continuing to be knocking out those insect episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quick aside, if I may, an insect aside for you, real quick.
Make it brief.
Yeah, D's nuts.
Ah, God damn it. Don't you dare.
Just all over this podcast.
Don't you try to rally your listenership to get you out of this, because it's not going to happen.
Everybody, let's start a chant. D's nuts.
Nobody's listening.
That one guy out in Tuscaloosa chimed in. Did you hear him?
J-Pro quietly in the background, who was starting to chant with you. I don't like that at all. Let's keep that under your hat here.
Listen,
come on, back on topic.
The reason I have a podcast is because I speak to the common man, the common...
Tell me about the IIIE podcast.
Well, first off...
I-cubed-E, I think is what you've been calling it.
We don't allow physical abuse. We focus on emotional issues.
Mm-hmm.
We like to break our guests down. We use the 3 Ds.
Mm-hmm.
I see you've done your homework.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have. Apparently more than you have.
We go with hemp rope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to use that, but we find that... All right, look, we got to get back on topic here, but we do go with nylon now because it's got more of a stretch before it gives. But Ian, tell me about the IIIE podcast experience. What can we expect for listeners that want to check it out, add something to their list of podcasts? What can we expect?
Check it out. Listeners? Follow me on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. We can't listen to you on Twitter.
You can.
Unless there's
I'm live tweeting this. I've gotten an H. So far.
You're Suave tweeting this?
I'm Suave tweeting this. Hashtag Suave official. I have a podcast coming out on the Epicast Network, epicastnetwork.com. You can find me under the podcast tab under Ian Insect is
There's
Evil.
A podcast tab?
Mm-hmm. One of the tabs. It says about home contact podcasts.
On the website.
Yeah. Epicast.
I thought on Twitter for some reason.
There's only one thing that drops down on Twitter.
And that's...
So you can actually link directly to my page on Epicast from my Twitter. It's off there on the side. And you can follow me every other week. We normally like to pair up two people from disparate disciplines in the Pittsburgh art scene. Mm-hmm. For example, we'll have on a comic and a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have had on some great guests so far. We had on... Mike Y, who's a live looping beatboxer. We've had on Mark Clayton Southers, the proprietor of the Pittsburgh Playwrights Theater. Mm-hmm. We've worked with storytellers, poets.
Sounds great.
Yeah. It's a nice little change from some of the other shows on the Epicast Network and from podcasts in general. We like to sort of swerve around the line of silliness. We swiving, straight up swiving. We try and tackle...
Is that what the word swive means, swerving around the line?
No, that is swerving around the line. That'd be saddle.
Oh. Huh. I don't know how that works.
Swive is... That's the crew. That's the cavalry, as you will. You know, maybe riding out to save someone at... So if you're reading between the lines, I am currently in Calgary. It's very cold here.
I'm going to need you to stop there. All right. So, yeah, I mean, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Welcome back to In Poor Taste. This is your host, Ian Insect.
Oh, God damn it.
Listen, if I'm never going to be able to get back to the Epicast Studios, I need some sort of creative outlet.
Yeah, that's true. Well, look, I'll let you pretend you're hosting for a little while. J-Pro, cut this. I'm going to go take a piss and let Ian kind of pretend that he's hosting a podcast, because God knows he's not going to do it outside of this room ever again.
Yeah, real professional. Real professional.
Hey, if you're good, I'll bring you some apple skins.
Yeah, what's amazing to me is that this room doesn't seem to have any escape, even though you keep knocking down the fourth wall.
That's true. And I blew the lid right off of it, too.
Yeah.
So there's really only 3 walls left. You can't even really consider it a structure anymore.
Yeah. So who's playing the part of the kimono?
I can't part the kimono and tell the listener that.
Well, feel free to check me out. My next episode, the part of the kimono will be played by...
Lenny Bruce.
Lenny and Bruce together?
Yeah, Lenny and Bruce, our friends. Yeah. Down the street.
Leonard and Bruce Stein.
Leonard and Bruce Nerd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna go pee, or
yeah,
you,
I gotta
you're
go.
Gonna,
okay. I'm gonna
leave me unattended? Would be fantastic.
Oh, J-Pro's here to watch you. So, all right, J-Pro, keep an eye on him. Just cut. Can you just shut that off now? I'll be back.
What is he paying you? What is he even paying you to do this? I'm not gonna. Okay, he's gone. I feel like we really had a connection there, man. That D's Nuts chant, I feel like that brought us. Yeah. Really? You too? How long have you been here? This is our golden opportunity, man. We have to act fast. We have to act fast, and we can start a new life together, J-Pro. Me and you. It'll be a thing of beauty. Yeah, just like that. I think it's a double square train knot. Excellent. I think you got it. J-Pro, it's working. It's working. You're amazing. Oh my god. All right. I'm gonna have some more cider vinegar.
God damn it! J-Pro, what the fuck, man? Did you seriously just let him go? What the fuck is this? Oh my god, it's a fucking mutiny. Oh, fuck. Oh, man. I knew I shouldn't have recorded without Eric. This is bad. J-Pro, you let him go? Motherfuck, I had him all tied up, and this was gonna be the perfect fucking scheme. We could have finally gotten some sort of podcast professionalism with just Ian Insect on board, but now... Now we're really fucked, J-Pro. You know, you thought you were going to not get a microphone before. Now you're really not getting one. I had one. It's out in the car. I was going to give it to you for being such a great producer, but now you get nothing. Do you understand? What the fuck? Who's this? Whoa. Who's it?
That's right, motherfucker.
What, Bill
Lawyerson?
Back.
Yeah. Yeah. I found this guy.
Absolutely right.
And he's apparently a lawyer. We are going to sue your ass.
No, what, Bill?
I don't know what for.
Bill, I thought...
You shut your mouth right now.
Bill, no, listen to me. I thought we had a deal going.
Listen to our list of demands. First, a mic for J-Pro.
All right, well, first sit down, at least, if you're going to talk.
I don't know. Let me confer with my legal counsel.
I don't know if you should shut... It seems a little shit.
Hey, man, can you put him in the train? And I don't think they're going to take us seriously.
Jesus Christ, where did you find him at?
He was outside.
Just sit down.
Putting together a trash
You might as
train.
Well. I mean...
And we're going to run a legal train.
You've broken the
right
bounds
now.
of the rope, so might as well just sit down and discuss. We'll discuss like gentlemen here, huh? Can we please?
All right, I think that might be safe. Go ahead and sit down, Ian. And
could you at least list our demands? You know.
Well, yes, I'm getting to that. Please, just let me. Let's have a seat here and pull up the chair.
Yeah, let's pull up a chair and have a fucking talk with me, would you?
That's what I was about to say. Keep cutting me the fuck off, you son of a bitch.
Look, I don't know why.
Nicer chair?
I don't understand why.
Let him talk,
Bill.
All right, Bill, go ahead.
Yes,
Bill.
Listen.
Go ahead.
This is what we have to do, okay? Look, you've ruined my life, and I'm here to exact my revenge.
Bill, try one of these sponges, man. They're great.
Oh, yes. This is delicious. I love vinegar. Okay, so this is what's going to happen.
And apparently one of them is laced with arsenic.
Out of my way. I'll sit down.
Ow. Jesus Christ, Bill. We'll just share a microphone. Fuck. Ow, dude.
Bill,
stop
go ahead.
Pinching my
Bill,
nipple.
Just let him talk,
I'll
all right? Will you? God.
I'll pinch
just
what I like.
Let him.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's why I've got a tattoo on my lower back that says, I'll pinch what I like. Okay? And a train. But
it's,
that's beside the point.
It's a very classy
train running
tattoo.
Through it is a sort of a three-dimensional effect. It's a... You know, isometric view of a train running across the...
Wait, Bill?
But that's none of the... That's beside the point.
Bill, where did Sean just go?
I'm still here. I'm behind the heater.
What are you doing back there?
Well, don't worry about it.
All right, listen. Man. This is what's going to happen. J-Pro gets a microphone.
That's number one.
You will never again tie up my client. And indeed, you'll never tie anyone up again, because if I had my druthers, you'd all be in prison.
That's right. You know what, Bill? Let's get going. I think we've made our point. Let's go.
Hang on. I've got one last thing to do back here. Ian, don't worry about what I'm doing.
All right.
Yeah, it's a little suspicious that you're back there, and I can see your hands poking out. And what looks... Wait a minute. Are you tying him up again? God damn it! You've tied him up? Ian!
We should have gone while
Ian,
we had the
you've been tied.
Chance.
You've been bound. Ian, you've been bound again. Oh my goodness, I've been bound! We've both been bound! We're here!
Honor-bound. Honor-bound.
Can you get free, Ian? Try to get out of there.
I'm trying, but there's just two rats walking having sex on top of me instead.
Oh my goodness, why... They're so squeaky, those goddamn rats. Oh, they're the squeakiest. Although I am.
Did you save that sponge cider in a little mouth pouch? We can maybe snowball it to survive.
I've got some here with me. Hang on, let me try to. Oh, I can't get it loose.
All right. Well, let's just continue with our demands.
Yeah. Well, first the demands have changed slightly. We would like to be untied immediately. That's the first demand.
You're not getting untied, guys. I snuck around and tied up both of you somehow without either of you noticing, despite the fact you're looking at each other. God, that was too easy.
Have you ever looked into this man's eyes? I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Bill Lawyerson.
Yes, Bill Trainerson. Have you ever... What's that?
That is unacceptable. Please, Lawyerson. I'm an attorney.
No, that's not my name. Insect.
Oh, Bill Insect.
Yes. Have you ever looked in the Bill Insecterson's... eyes? Yeah, I would like to take your name.
No, we can discuss the details of that later.
More like the D's Nuts tales.
Oh. Well,
I've done my best to be a horrible podcast guest in hopes that he would let me go and set me free.
Yes, it's not. This isn't looking good at all. I guess this is now the Bill Insect is a Lawyerson podcast.
All right, well, let's do the intro. And mark it.
Mark.
Wait, is that your brother over there, Mark Lawyerson?
Yes. Mark.
Mark, set us free.
Mark, can you mark that, please?
Yes. Hello, I'm Mark Lawyerson.
Oh. You're not Mark Lawyerson,
hey,
I'm Mark
Lawyerson.
Get
the fuck out of here, Mark Lawyerson, you son of a bitch.
I'm
and you.
I'm Mark Lawyerson.
I'm Mark Lawyerson.
I'm Mark Lawyerson.
I'm Mark Lawyerson.
I'm also
not
Mark.
Mark Lawyerson.
I'm Mark Lawyerson. Well, now I'm saying it. God damn it, nobody here's Mark Lawyerson. There's no such thing as a Mark Lawyerson. You guys are just doing voices. Okay? Now fucking cut it out.
Well, then who's going to untie us?
Yes.
If there's
exactly
no Mark Lawyerson.
Well, technically nobody. We tried. I thought we could confuse him and get out of here, but it hasn't worked. Okay. Well, look. How about this? We'll make a deal. I will promise to go back to living under a bush and playing with my new stick and acorns train set that I've created. And we will not sue if you let us out of here. Those are the
demands.
Wait,
is that your sister over there, Sue Lawyerson?
Hi. I'm Sue Lawyerson.
Hey, doll.
I'm Sue Lawyerson.
Sue, untie us.
Nobody here is named Sue Lawyerson. You're all doing voices again. This is some bullshit. Okay? Now, everyone shut the fuck up. All right, look. Out of my way, Bill. All right, listen. You didn't push that time, but it still felt bad. All right, so... This is what's going
to
happen.
You probably need to untie Bill if you want
to
sit in that chair.
Just because I need to go, and because I'm fucking tired of looking at either of your ugly faces, I'm going to let you go. But under one condition, Ian. You don't just nod. I need you to talk into the microphone because we've got listeners.
Yo, Swaz, stand up.
God damn it.
It's your boy, Ian Insect.
Wait a minute. Your hands are free. How did you do that?
It was a trick.
No! God damn it, Ian, no!
I'm staying captive because I want to be captive.
Oh, well, that's kind of nice.
It's empowering for all of us insects. All
right, nice. So now you're just a guest.
Oh, is that how this works?
I guess so. I've never had one before, so I didn't...
I've never been invited anywhere before.
Yeah, well, if by invited you mean clocked over the head with a wooden Danish clog and then drug here from a rope on the back of my bumper of my car.
Oh, my God. Stop
then
lying.
Yes, I invited
all right, you.
You
know what? Stop. Let's just drop the premise.
Bury
drop
the
pretense. It was not Danish.
Yeah,
you got
right.
The clog from Amish country.
That's true. That is true. I didn't import it. All right. I'm sorry, everyone.
Well, Bill, you're free to go.
Well,
I kind of do like having friends around.
We're not friends, Bill. We're absolutely not friends.
Oh.
Bill, I'd be your friend.
Really? Is that so?
I don't know. You got any booze?
I haven't got... Well, I've got plenty of that, yes. That's really all I have. And an acorn train set. It's just acorns. I didn't even make a train out of them.
Well, have you tried selling the acorns?
No, because they're all... It's all... They're all half-eaten by squirrels. I can't even stick them for myself from the goddamn squirrels and get non-half-eaten acorns, also known as acorns.
Are they the ones who made this fantastic acorn wine?
Yes, actually. Do you like it?
A squirrel, they distill a mean acorn.
It's mostly my urine.
It's fantastic. You should bottle it and sell it.
I filter it through my soiled underpants.
This friendship's really starting to wear on me already. Just the sound of your voice, Bill. Geez. I don't know what it is.
Oh, everyone says that.
Hey, could you give Mark a call?
It's not
bring
like
him over here?
It's not like it's some sort of forced affectation or something.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Mark Lawyerson knows how to fucking party.
Mark Lawyerson is my long-lost brother, and he's...
That would make sense since you have... Years. So, Sean, tell me about how you got started podcasting.
Yeah, let's get back to that. I started by coming into this basement and, where do you think you're going?
Showing Bill out.
Oh, okay. I guess so.
Swive.
No,
swive,
wait, what? Swive, what are you, swive, where are you swive, going?
Swive,
no, Ian,
swive,
I thought you were going to be,
swive,
no,
swive,
what is,
swive,
this is completely
swive,
out of my control.
Swive,
you guys,
swive,
no,
swive,
no. Hey guys, thanks for listening to another episode of In Poor Taste. As always, you can find us on iTunes, rate, review, subscribe, not in that order. Check us out on Facebook. And I just wanted to send a special shout out and thank you to Ian Insect for being on the program. You can check him out at epiccastnetwork.com or epiccast.tv. There's only one C in that word, EPICAST.TV. So check him out. Also, I wanted to make you aware that next Saturday, April 18th, Meeting of Important People will have a show at the Andy Warhol Museum for the release of their new single, All Rode Off Together. We actually were lucky enough to get a copy of this, so you can check it out now. And check them out April 18th at the Warhol Museum. The doors open at 7:30, so be there and check it out. They're going to be selling some limited edition prints, some album prints, vinyl. So you can be cooler than your friends when you get one of these. So check them out. And as always, if you cast it, they will pod. Here's Meeting of Important People, All Rode Off Together. We'll be right back. is your end titty?
End to the end.
My end titty. Ah, you've fallen into
What is your end titty, Ian? With this goddamn horrible plan. So it's literally worth nothing. I thought that we could at least record audio on it.
But this laptop is like the in poor taste podcast of laptops.
Yes, it is. Unprofessional and shitty.
I'm transitioning into podcast voice.
Yeah, good. Yeah, we've got to get our radio voices ready.
Radio. That is an outdated medium.
We need radio voices.
Well, I had a lot of fun here today. Thank you for having me, Sean.
Yep, and that's the end of the podcast.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks for coming by, Ian.
All right. Jumped on your dick?
Come over here.
How?
You cancer on this society. I hope you land face first on the fucking fuck off ground.
www.youcanfuckoff.com is not at all associated with or in cahoots. Small dick.
You can fuck off.